This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Hi there. Welcome to Fully Charged Recharged.
Hello.
Hello.
I was thinking over the weekend, dangerous, I know, of some words that I think we should be allowed to say on the radio.
Okay.
Gee bag.
Fanny yeah, like flutter. This. It's too funny.
I wanted to be like, why can't we do this on the radio?
Yeah.
And you said gee bag. And I was like, oh, I see. That's why.
Do you know when I was in primary school, I was picked on quite a lot, right? And there was this bully, whatever.
I was bullied. Okay, good. You know, whatever. It's fine, guys. I'm cool.
Yeah, I'm fine. It was a long time ago. But it was tough. And I was kind of a little bit more immature than this girl, whatever. So she knew like a lot more about the world and things than I did. And
how?
For example, this is the thing. She used to call me Fanny.
Okay.
In the yard. And I never really understood what that meant. So mm-hmm. I was like, I'd be going home being like, she has a new name for me. Mom was like, what is it? And I was like, it's Fanny. My mom was like,
oh no.
But like, aww. I didn't know it was a bad thing. I just didn't understand why she was calling me a different name. Do you get me?
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's also such a weird name to call somebody.
But obviously, but she was only an immature child as well, like, oh, I know that's bold. I'm going to call her, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But it's not. Fanny Flutter is just funny on the back of Maura Higgins.
Yeah, I do.
Now,
like
and
Fanny Flutter.
We can't say that anymore.
What else Fanny would you like Flutter. To say?
I want to say gee bag. I want to say
I'd like to be able to say bollocks.
I would, but also like that is a curse word. I'm trying to think of like words that we've made that are, you know,
yeah.
that
you know
aren't actually
like?
That bad. Like bastard. Bastard is technically a child who's born before their parents are married.
Yeah.
Why is that such a thing?
Like, yeah, that's not a bad. It's not a bad word, really. Really, like I know it's meant to be offensive, but like. Who's offended by that?
A lot of people.
Yeah.
A lot of people's situations right now. It's not even weird.
No, not at all. I think in the context of tiredness, I'd like to be able to use the word shagged more.
Shagged?
If you're shagged. Tired, like, oh, I was shagged.
I've never heard of that
really?
ever in my life for tired.
I've heard that now. I was shagged.
That's so funny.
Oh, she was shagged after that. It was such a long day.
That's obviously, you know what I think of when that.
She had sex all day.
Yeah.
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 She's tired because she had sex all day.
All he did was shag, or he shagged.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Or shagging.
Yeah,
that
shagging.
That shagging thing. That's
yeah, funny. You could say shagging.
Yeah. That's
but not
dope,
shagging. Do you know what I mean?
I get
yeah.
you. Yeah, yeah. The ing just makes sounds like riding.
Like, honestly, the fact we are allowed to say feck or feckin' is a miracle.
It's shit that really catches me a lot of the time.
Yeah.
I really catch myself with shit.
Or shite is
and
fine.
Tits.
We're allowed to say shite. Tits is such a good one. Why can't we say tits?
Especially as a woman, why can't we say tits? But then at the same time, you can't be like, oh, my dick. As
yeah,
a guy.
You couldn't.
Because that's a bit much.
Yeah. It's ones I wanted to say a few times recently and I'm like, just say cake, but I literally come to the end of the sentence, I can't think of what to say. Piece of piss is something I always go to say recently on air. And I go, piece of... And then I'm like, fuck, I can't say that.
Yeah, you can't.
Oh, just say cake, you idiot.
piece of cake sounds weird.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, what a piece of cake.
It sounds like I'm in like a Disney movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No,
piece
I get
of
you.
Cake.
I'd love just one day. It's just like, you can use it whenever. But guys, you can curse one time on the radio. You can curse one time. And you can use it whenever you want. And it could be one
word.
You've
got to make it good.
You've got to make it good.
Because fuck is one thing, but being able to say fucking on the radio. Oh, I'm fucking sick of that.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
satisfying.
Get God. Fucked.
That's a good one.
I'd probably say something silly like, you know, what the frick?
Ready to go. It's showtime. Showtime.
What are you trying to have a day of Ashley? Are you guys ready to turn this up?
Check.
Let's go.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Good morning. Welcome to December.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah, the 2nd of December.
Weird, isn't
yes.
it?
We can do it. Another week. Let's do it.
Yesterday I kicked off December in a very fitting manner.
Yeah.
Oh, go on.
What would that mean?
Think about
red,
it.
Red coat.
Gloves.
Red pants.
Wrong.
Red hat.
Wrong.
Dressing up as reindeer.
Obviously wrong. Come on, guys. Who are you talking to? The gaming queen of all of Dublin.
A gaming queen.
We started a new gaming campaign yesterday.
No, don't tell me. It's birds.
No, that's another one.
It's the German
rhymes
one.
With doom.
Doom. Gloomhaven.
Yes.
Yeah.
Except for the Christmas season that's in it. We started... the new version of Gloomhaven, Frosthaven.
Oh.
And it's very appropriate.
I'm just speaking on behalf of me and anyone else listening who doesn't know what's going on.
Everyone on
what does
Dave.
Gloomhaven mean?
The Gloomhaven's
you know
the board
game,
game
talking about.
Ashley.
Ah, with the bloody demolitionist and the ward raider and all the characters that we know and love on this show.
Not an online game, a board game.
A board game.
Gotcha.
Yeah, no, look, my boyfriend Alex
an
is big
online
into board
game.
Games.
Ash there at home on the computer with the headset. So.
Welcome to December. And we do this kind of game with my brother and his girlfriend, and it's like top tier nerd zone. Mm. But the funniest thing was, there's a lot of rules, and it like it's beefy. There's like a rule manual that's like a length of a primary school workbook.
Yeah.
Right. And Alex brought it over to London with him when we went at the weekend so that he could read it on the plane.
Oh wow.
And when we were going through security in Dublin Airport, his bag got checked. He was like, oh, this bloody bag always gets checked. It must be something to do with the shape of the bag or whatever. No, they pull out the Frosthaven manual and they're like, we just need to do a little swab on this. I was like, oh, this is so embarrassing. He's bringing his Frosthaven manual for a bit of light reading on the plane.
Swabbing it for what? The person who has Frosthaven in their bag
is having no crack.
Morning.
Morning.
Morning. A friend of mine's in Japan at the moment. I'm so jealous. It looks so cool. But I must get on to her to try this hot new drink that's taking a Japanese TikTok by a storm. Basically, it's a new drink that's been released by a Japanese convenience store. It's called Lawson. They're like everywhere. Sort of like the centre of Japan. And the drink is drinkable mayonnaise.
Yeah, okay. I'm starting to get worried about this because... What? Do they have something outside the door?
Oh, no. I'm saying no.
This is the slot where we tend to eat and drink horrible things.
No matter what, whenever we talk about food or whatever, it's always like, look what's behind the door. Callum goes behind the door.
Yeah, and it's always like, let's do it at 7:10.
Always.
That's good for your bellies. No, we don't have this,
oh,
sadly,
thank God.
Because it is just in Japan at the moment.
Thank the Lord.
But it's gone viral. People trying it and posting their reactions online. And needless to say, it's had a mixed response.
Okay.
Drinkable mayonnaise, it's fundamentally wrong.
It's fundamentally sick.
Isn't all mayonnaise drinkable?
I mean, I
arguably, it's just gooey.
I think that's a good point that we should discuss.
Depending on how hot it is.
Yeah, depending on how good your gag Greek flex is. Yeah.
Imagine just taking the bottle and just squeeze.
Yeah.
Going into it with a straw.
So apparently they're kind of obsessed with mayonnaise in Japan. They've got this like iconic mayonnaise brand called Q-Pie, I think. And like people go mad for it. So this convenience store have dubbed their new mayo drink as a long-awaited new product for mayonnaise lovers. I like mayonnaise, but I've never been like, I'd love a glass of this now.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like saying that about ketchup.
I love ketchup, but I'd never drink it. Like,
oh,
even, you know when you like sometimes you get a bit more ketchup than chip and it's just rotten?
Yes. Like,
or, may I say, when you don't give the bottle a good shake and you get kind of watery.
Yeah. Awful.
Oh, that I actually fully gagged there. So the beverage is white and thick.
Yeah, I'd imagine so. It's drinkable mayonnaise.
The best review I read on it was somebody describing it as creamy and rich.
Okay.
And that actually is as good as it gets. Others have called it an abomination.
Yeah.
Someone said they poured it down the drain. Another one said, absolutely awful. Avoid purchasing. No mayo lover will love this. Why did they sell this? And then my favourite review was as follows. When you drink it, it really tastes like mayonnaise, so it was not yummy. That was fun.
Imagine ordering your Sambo for lunch with your spread of mayo side. With a glass of mayo. Like.
And mayo on that as well, please. Do you want it on the sandwich or as a drink? on it, please.
Horrible. It's like, I don't ever want like a Coca-Cola spread for my sandwich.
Yes,
equally,
good
I don't want anything the other way around.
Yes.
I don't want my waddy like jam.
Yeah.
I'm fine with the jam that we
actually
have.
I think my waddy jam would be kind of nice.
Actually,
like marmalade.
Said, yeah.
And now these
yeah,
actually yes, brilliant idea.
trademark.
Something I would drink, Milky Bar yogurt drink.
Oh. Hell yeah.
I think that exists.
They're such sleepers, Milky Bar yogurts.
They're so good.
Oh, the Rolo yogurts are absolutely...
Rolo yogurts.
Oh my God.
Yeah, the Rolo is good. Yeah. I'd have a Nutella drink.
No.
No?
For me, no.
But you kind of have Nutella flavoured hot chocolate, don't you?
Yeah, that's true. Okay, sort of exists. Calpol flavoured drink.
Hell yeah.
But that's not medicine.
How is that not... They kind of do have that. Do you ever have brain liquor?
Is that similar?
That's what I'd imagine Calpol is.
Okay.
But yeah, that'd be... That'll be really good.
Just why like an aperitif after my meal.
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. We have Frosties, which is kind of like little Coca-Cola cubes.
Oh,
getting
yeah.
Getting into Diet Pepsi now from Madison Ray, of course.
That. It spins fully charged, recharged.
Stumbling in on your number one hit music station. You're listening to Spin. Good morning.
It's an easy start to the morning, I think, that song, isn't it?
Oh, it's lovely. Yeah.
Nice. It should be an alarm, your alarm tune.
There's no like, no. In it or anything. It's just a nice way to wake up.
Just like putting on my knickers, brushing my teeth. Like, that's
God, fine. Ashley.
Christ, Ashley.
Sorry, that's how you'd get dressed, folks.
Exactly, country.
Flash.
I'm going to talk to you about Other Voices, which is where I was across the weekend, the music festival in County Kerry in Dingle. I was at so much anticipation and excitement about this.
Yeah, you talked about this for the past couple of years. I don't understand it because it's honestly my worst nightmare. It's winter, it's a music festival, it's in Kerry and it's cold.
All the above is correct. However, all the gigs are indoors in lovely cosy pubs and Dingle obviously is so vibrant and fun and exciting to be in. And look, I suppose observation wise, getting there on Friday, I was felt a bit house of waxy as in walking around the streets and I was like, where is everyone? It was kind of weird. But then you turn a corner onto the main street and the queues for certain places were like mental.
Oh,
like,
no.
Yeah, for certain things I would queued for a long time.
Is it
time.
Big in Kerry? Like I'd say, do all people from Kerry go?
I did meet some local people as well. And then I popped in to get my eyebrows done.
Did you?
And the girl was telling me that locals don't tend to get their bands, don't tend to get bands. So, you know, there's some classic local
slipping in
that goes on. If you know someone who's a chef, you might be carrying a bucket of mayonnaise around to get in a few places type
very
of situation.
Good.
But here's the thing. Saturday morning, we were up really early because we'd slept really early on Friday night and like really got a good sense kind of where we were and stuff like that, and we decided to go into a pub for a coffee. So this is early, like they were just opening the doors. We were like, we'll go in here and just get a coffee and chill out for half an hour. It was just starting to rain, so that was grand. And because we were just the pub was just opening up, we got chatting to the guy who ran the place and the girl behind the bar.
What is it with you and getting talking to the people who own the place?
I know, well it was literally 11:30, 12 o'clock in the morning and it was just us two at the bar and then this older lovely man who was full of chat. But anyway, we all got chatting and I said, I was looking at the lineup and I was like, sorry, is this the same pub as, sorry, say the pub is called Ashling's. It was like Ashling's Training. Corner was on the lineup an area. And I was like, is this that? Because they were like, yeah, there's a big outdoor area and a lot of the Other Voices gigs are on the back of this place. And I said, I didn't even realise. Cool. I said, who have you had over the weekend? And he basically tells me like, well, last year now we had Denise Joyla here. She was brilliant. And we've two of the secret sets now on here across the weekend, he says. And I said, oh, who'd you have? Because I saw there was a little gap in the lineup for tonight.
And did they literally call it on the lineup Secret Set?
Secret Set, yeah. And then the app about half an hour beforehand will drop who the name is.
Oh, very good.
And he said to me, on Sunday night, we have some lad called Fred again.
No.
Stop.
And when I say I was trying to remain cool, and I was like, what do you mean by that now? And he said, I can show you the lineup here now they sent to me. I don't know now. Some lad, Fred again, is this? I don't know. Is he any good, this fella?
Oh my God.
He's out the back tomorrow night anyway. So I start panicking and I say, I'm working Monday morning. Like, I didn't even know they had a big thing on Sunday night at all. I was like, I need to text Nick. And I don't even know any leave days left. What am I going to do? I have to say, 2025. I can't miss Fred again. I don't have accommodation for Sunday. Told my friend Claire I was with, who was still napping in bed. And she was like, Jesus, I need to book Monday off work. This is so crazy, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
He was not the only person who told us that Fred again was playing in that pub on Sunday. By the end of that day, between us, seven people had told us that Fred again was playing in this pub on Sunday.
But including
night.
The bloody pub owner.
Yeah, exactly. That's not, like, why? These secret sets are dangerous.
Mm.
They're dangerous.
They are.
So by yesterday afternoon, we still didn't really know what to do. We didn't have accommodation. I was kind of, like, my boyfriend Jack also was due to fly back to the UK this morning. Like, it was never really going to work for us, but my friend and her boyfriend were still like, I'll sleep in the car tonight. Like, I'm not missing Fred again.
My God.
My friend was so desperate for confirmation by yesterday afternoon, she messaged Fred again. Hey, mate, there's rumours that you're coming to Dingle tonight. Any chance that's true? I contacted the record label.
No, you didn't.
Yep. Mary, Kate, who looks after Fred again in Ireland.
Strings, them connects.
I said, gal, is there any truth in this? She said, is every chance he could do this on his own, but it's nothing to do with us. But we don't know. Anyway, to say I was relieved this morning when the first thing I did when I opened my phone was check who the secret set was last night, and it was Irish DJ Dahi. who I've seen about 17 times at festivals over the last number of years. And I kind of understand in the sense that he's kind of trippy music-wise, like Fred Again would be, and does love live mixing.
Dahi again,
yeah.
And after the whole weekend of being wound up over it, the secret says last night...
So, why did they say Fred Again was playing?
I don't know. In hindsight, the same man also told me he served Lady Gaga at Adair Manor a couple of weeks ago. She's over filming.
I don't think you were talking to the owner at all. You've been talking to the local mad lad.
And he also told me that 2 hours before we arrived back in the evening, that Cillian Murphy had been sitting in the corner. So I just think he might have been having us all on.
He's a spoofer.
Oh, he was a spoofer. Oh, my God.
That's not my name. What? That's not my name.
Panicked there for a second, Dave. You were mid-yawn. I thought you weren't going to be able to do your bits.
Don't worry. Now, out of curiosity, when I'm off, what do you do then?
Ella takes over.
Do you do it?
It's bad, yeah.
And
do you do the what?
And it's really bad.
It's just interesting.
And you know what happens? It's an interesting take, and it always panics me because when you're not there, and I'm like, oh God, how weird does it sound without it? So I just kind of last second go, whoa.
And it might be like a, what? Yeah. It's all over.
It's actually a, what?
Can I just ask, what are the lyrics?
I'll know
better for next time. Can you leave that in your notes?
Yes, I will.
Thanks.
Well, good to
leave
know, guys.
Hanging there, Dave.
The only thing in the handover notes. It's what and
Thank you.
We do have a game to play. This game is called That's Not My Name. The last time we played this game, we gave somebody 36 IMC Cinema passes. Ooh. It's absolutely crazy. We get three players on. We guess their name based on vibes alone. And today, there are 6 IMC Cinema passes for the taking if it's won. You've been sending in WhatsApp voice notes of you telling us what your name is. Producer Callum is the only one that's heard those so far. But we're going to play it out for you with our headphones off, just so you're kind of in on the secret before we get guessing.
Should we get cracking? So?
Let's do it.
Headphones off in the room.
Oh, yeah.
My name is Robert.
Player one, let's get it won.
How are you, player one?
Good morning, guys. Very well, thank you.
Good. How was your weekend?
Very well.
Okay.
Day off, actually. Yesterday, and some Saturday
home. Working. Well. Okay. All right, player one, let's have a crack at this. Is your name Martin?
No, that's not my name.
That's not your name.
Player one, is your name... I'm sensing an accent, but I don't know what accent it is, so
I know it's hard.
I'm going to say, is your name... Igor.
That's not my name.
Ah. That's not your name. I'm going to go for, it's sort of a name. Like, I'm going to go, is your name David or David?
That's not my name.
Oh.
Okay,
damn.
Player one, reveal yourself.
My name is Robert.
Your name is Robert. Damn it. A great name, Robert. Sorry we couldn't guess it.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Talk to you later.
Do that again, Emma.
First and probably last time that Igor is guessed on.
That's not my name.
What a fantastic name Igor is, though.
It really is.
Okay, headphones off again in the room for voice note number two.
My name is David.
Player two, come on through.
Hello there.
Oh, how's it going?
What's the crack?
Really good.
You sent Chirpy this morning?
You do.
Player two?
Chirpy, yeah. I'm on my way into work now.
Okay, very good.
All right, let's go. Player two, is your name Jason?
That's not my name.
It's not your name. All right, player two, is your name Paul?
Not my name.
Not your name.
All right.
I'm going Chirpy Christopher.
Not my name.
Oh, flip. You should have been a different emotion. What's your name?
My name is David.
I just guessed David in the last game.
That's so annoying.
Callum definitely did that on purpose.
A great name, though.
Sorry, David.
A great name. You always say that about my name.
I do. Stop coming on. Thanks, Dave.
Cheers.
Good luck.
Thank you, bye.
Talk to you later. All right, final chance to get a win on this week. Headphones off.
My name is David. Player three, who will it be?
Here we go.
How are you, player three?
Not too bad, how's things?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you.
Three players and three men.
Yeah.
Okay.
All my men's names, I'm running out of them quick.
I know, I don't know anymore.
Okay, player three, is your name Liam?
That's not my name.
Player three, is your name James?
That's not my name.
Ah.
But I know, player three, that your name is Gary.
I was going to get Gary.
That's not my name either.
Oh, man.
Damn.
Go on, player three. Tell us, what is your name?
My name is David.
What?
Perfect. So annoying.
I hate this game.
Sorry, you're our second David. I guess David. Shut up. Not you. And Callum. Sorry, David.
David, I'm so sorry. A great name. Thank you for playing.
Sorry, David.
Bye.
What a joke.
Oh, man, what a stinker of a game.
What a crap game.
A Robert and two Davids.
Janie Mac.
David guessed on the first one. And that's the problem, isn't it? Because in your own mind, you're saying to yourself, if I've guessed a name on player one...
Yeah, I'm not going to guess
it. I can't be doing it again. Because everyone will think I'm dumb and I only know one name. No, but like you just feel like law of averages, it couldn't possibly be.
But of course, it could be. Anyway, we move on.
We roll again.
8 IMC Cinema passes for the taking on this next week.
Recharged.
On your number one hit music station, you're listening to Spin, and it's Emma, Dave and Ashling with you.
Good morning. Do you remember a couple of weeks ago I was telling you that I was feeling a bit old because I bought myself a jar to put all my sweets in.
Yeah.
And I put it in the thing. And the reason I felt old because I felt organised. I'm never organised.
But also it's just so funny that you felt old from getting a jar for your sweets.
Yeah, we said the reason that the jar is filled with sweets means you're actually a young child.
Yeah, that's true. You're just an organised young child. But I was thinking about, like, do you remember back in the day, and I know this is going to sound real, you know, whatever. It was like, do you remember this? Do you remember that? But do you remember you could go into a shop? Like, we used to go into our local petrol station and you'd be able to buy like a bag of like blackjacks or a bag of like fruit salad.
But you could fill it yourself.
Yeah. You could do it yourself. Yeah. Or you could buy like one cola bottle and, you know, it was like, it's like that skit of, like, two of them and two of them. And two of them. Where are those shops gone? Because I know that some of them still exist where you can go in and just put in a load of jellies into a bag and then weigh it up. Like, I'm not talking pick a mix.
No, talking, I know, like, what you mean, like jars.
Do you know what?
There's a column nose. I bet you it's in bloody Santry.
I know of one
as well, but it's in West Cork. Sorry.
Oh, I know of one in Temple Bar.
I know of one in Artane.
Okay, go on.
Jay's News Agents.
Really?
Just around the corner from the Audley Inn. This is how well I know this place.
It's like an ad.
Jess absolutely loves... You know, they have these jellies that are massive smiley faces and they're
They're my favourite jellies. They're my favourite jellies.
Do you know what I love is the ones that have all the sugar in the middle or the...
Do you mean the flying saucers?
Yeah.
No.
Jay's News Agents in Artane. They do these jellies and they're just behind the glass and the woman puts on a rubber glove and you can for like... 5 of these and they're all priced up at 5 cents each.
That's exactly what I want.
Get yourself to Artane.
Get yourself to Artane stat.
Oh my god,
there is one in Temple Bar, I think, but it's a bit more like
it's very hipster,
bougie, like novelty
kind of touristy.
And as well, probably
look at Temple Bar.
No, we're talking Jay's and Artane.
I was actually there last Monday and I got a bag because it just reminds you of the childhood. And I got like a €2 bag and honestly it was weighing me down. It was like 7 kilos.
This is what I want. This is exactly what I want. Thank you, Callum. It's good. It's just well done. Well done. Great producer.
Get up. Good morning. Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave, and Ashling in the morning.
3, 2, 1.
Hello, hello.
Good morning. It's like you on that thing.
Yeah. It was a good impression though, wasn't it?
Yeah,
good morning! It is a good morning. I have a brand new respect for my colleagues in this building.
Thank you, finally.
Because...
What have we done now, Dave?
This day last week, and I know you're going to destroy me for this, I purchased a 6-pack of Benecol.
Benecol Sol.
Which is the drink that you drink for blood pressure monitoring.
Oh.
However, it's just a yogurt drink and it tastes nice, so I got some.
Oh, right.
Here.
Your blood pressure is fine.
I don't have an issue with my blood pressure, no, but it's like, I thought you were going to be like,
are you sure it's not cholesterol?
That's the one.
Okay, because I was going to say a yogurt drink.
Blood pressure for a yogurt.
Fix blood pressure.
Cholesterol, sorry. Scarlet.
My blood pressure's high. I'll take some yogurt.
Here's an Activia.
Anyway, that's what it kind of promotes on it. And I felt like a bit of an owl when picking it up, but I was like, oh, this tastes so good. I just wanted to bring a few snacks in here so that, like, there's something exciting to look forward to.
These are for your breakfast.
Yeah. So, as I said, I bought a 6-pack and only one has been stolen.
Oh.
I thought that's pretty good going.
Well, you know what to do.
What?
Go around giving people frights, see which one collapses, and you know who's got the high cholesterol.
Stop it!
You see his blood pressure spikes.
I just think it's very impressive that in a shared fridge, after a solid week, only one has been stolen.
Do you think it's impressive, or do you think it's a sign that that stuff is rank?
Yeah, it's a sign of both, I think.
Yeah.
Well done.
No, I guess. Well done to everyone else.
There's nothing less cool than being like, I went to the shop, picked up a 6-pack
of Benecol.
This is living, guys.
Yeah.
This is living.
Well, the election is finally over. I feel like we've been talking about it for like a month solid.
People in polling stations or in counting stations now being like, it's not over.
How dare you?
It's mad, the amount of journalists that I follow online who just spent the whole weekend sitting there for hours and hours.
There's not a journalist in work today. No questions are going to be asked of anyone today.
I'd say everyone's wrecked.
Everyone is in bits.
In bits.
Absolutely in bits. But the thing about when there's an election on and when you work in the media, especially in like radio and things like that, you're kind of not really allowed to mention it. You can mention that there's an election and you can mention, hey, go vote. Mm. But you can't mention any parties. You can't mention any like
candidates,
any TDs.
Now, unless you're doing a debate or whatever, if you're on News Talk, obviously you can interview.
They have different rules than we would.
But we're just like, let's say nothing.
Well, exactly. The problem is you have to give equal weight to everybody. And then obviously we're not that kind of show. So if we have a chat about one particular...
Yeah, we're not an equal show.
We just wouldn't have the time to get through everyone. So we're better off to stay away and not get sued.
It's not really our vibe. We're more like have the crack and, you know, it's for when you shut off Radio 1, turn to us. So the thing is, because we couldn't mention any, candidates or any parties, it actually kind of stunted us a little bit because we had all these ideas and then we realised, oh no, that might actually come across like we're trying to
promote
these parties or these candidates. So we had some ideas of games or things we wanted to do on the show that we had to just pause, but now we can bring you those things, you know, what we wanted to do, and then you might actually realise why we weren't able to do them, because, you know, it might be promoting a party or a candidate.
It's sad. We had some great ideas.
There were some excellent ones knocking around here.
Do you remember we wanted Mary Lou Who? It was a new game where Mary Lou comes on and tries to guess celebrities. It would have been impossible.
I actually heard back from the gang in Sinn Féin that she was really disappointed about that. She just was really excited about it, I heard.
Yeah, and do you remember around Halloween we wanted to do the one Mary Boo McDonald, where we just go around scaring Mary Lou?
Of course.
Try and get reaction
off. Yeah, we wouldn't have been able to do that.
At the time, we wanted all the Social Democrats to come in here and play instead of Social Dems, the Social Mems, and we were going to judge them on their meme making abilities.
That was going to be
so much fun.
Yeah, I remember a game we came up with called Hey Gavin, Pepper or Salt? And it was where we rang Gavins and asked them if they preferred pepper or salt.
Yeah, but there was a Gavin Pepper.
There was a Gavin Pepper. Oh, such a shame.
Typical. Remember we wanted to play that thing where we just go batshit crazy?
Batshit.
And where we get Ivana Batshik in, we just play a rave tune and go mad.
Oh, God, that one was amazing.
Sick to miss out on that, I heard. Sick.
Yeah.
Holly Kearns. Lolly Kearns, we wanted her in to sing with the lollipops in her mouth, remember?
Oh yeah.
I guess the song.
That would have been
Lolly.
Nice.
Yeah.
That would have been nice. What else? We had Not Much Hutch. We had no idea for that, but we just really liked the name.
Yeah, but we
had to drop it immediately.
We had to drop it immediately.
Yeah, as soon as he signed up. We had Bring a Shinner for Dinner, where we each host a Sinn Féin politician for dinner one night of the week, and we had to drop that.
The plan was as well, do you remember to bring back the classic Two Truths and a Lie game with Pascal Dunnetrew?
I do remember that.
Shame.
I remember we were going to try to get me to eat vegetables for the first time, and we were going to call it Eat Your Greens, and then we can't do that.
For Christ's sake!
Oh, so simple.
Eat your greens. Thank God we have a chance to do that now.
Or the train journey with Hazel Chu, with Choo Choo Choo.
We're going to rename the station Michael Healy Radio.
Christ's sake.
So many ideas.
You're on spin.
Morning.
Okay, it is officially December and it is time to announce the return of Emma, Dave and Aisling's One Take Panto.
Woo!
Huzzah. This is something we've done on the show the past two Decembers and it's a lot of fun. It is essentially a live pantomime on the radio. We do it completely live. No edits, no retakes. It just goes out as is. It is the one.
It's like a real panto.
Yeah. Groundbreaking.
No, but there's a lot of bells and whistles and moving parts and everything, and it's live radio, so it's chaotic,
as opposed to a normal panto.
Yeah, and much like a real panto, it's sort of a fairy tale like story. It has different characters. It always has a villain. We have songs in there that we perform. There's loads of sound effects and fun things, and most importantly, you are heavily involved in this. And so we're going to look for your help once again this year to craft the One Take Panto.
Mm-hmm.
And you might be confused when I play you a clip from last year's One Take Panto as to why it was all about pigeons and crows. And again, the answer to that is you.
Yes.
You listening. So
thank you to you.
You decide what this is all about. And this is what it sounded like last year. Pigeon droppings.
Pigeon droppings.
Oh, all around me.
All around me.
Pigeons playing, having fun.
So he took to the skies and headed north to meet with O'Connell Pidge.
Because birds is players too.
Don't come home empty. I want Christian, I want Fendi, I want Prada. Ah, ah, ah.
Oh, what a great time. That was actually really fun to listen to.
I forgot that my character was from Cork.
You were you were a crow or a pigeon from Cork.
That was amazing.
Yeah. Literally anything can go down in the One Take Panto. And the last 2 years, we have asked for your help in drafting the first line of the One Take Panto. And that really sets the scene for everything
and
that happens afterwards.
It's crucial that we get this nailed down as early as possible to start getting ideas ready for it based on the first line.
Exactly. And you are always extremely creative with this. Last year, so much so that we actually merged two opening lines together.
Oh, yeah.
And it sounded like this.
Once upon a time, deep in the heart of St. Stephen's Green, lived a...
girl with a pet magpie.
A girl with a pet magpie.
I love your man
so
coming
random.
Through there. Yeah, completely random. And so here we are once again asking you for the first line of our One Take Panto. As you heard there, it is literally the first voice that opens the panto as well. So we need it in WhatsApp voice note
go
form.
Go weird as well.
Go weird, go
wild. Go weird, go creative. Mm-hmm. Because that magpie one was, like, we had one that started off so nice and like it was painting a picture. And then it was like, girl with a pet magpie.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, like, it was just a bit, why it went the other side. So that's what we're looking for. Something honestly, a bit weird. Don't copy this year's or last year's or whatever. Make it weird.
Exactly.
All of your quirks, all of your little weird things, it's your opportunity to let them out and be as obscure as you possibly can be, I suppose, with this.
Yeah, so over on WhatsApp 087 711 1038, we would love your voice notes of what you think the first line of the One Take Panto should be. And just for helping us out, you could win yourself a nice prize as well.
This week on the show, we have tickets to give away to Stuffy and the Chocolate Factory, this year's Red Cow Panto. That's happening between the 18th and the 30th of this month. So if we do use your suggestion for the One Take Panto, you'll win yourself a family pass. Happy bleeding days.
Absolutely.
So see an actual real one.
Stuffy and the Chocolate Factory sounds like that Glasgow Willy Wonka the Chocolate Factory.
It does. I'm sure there'll be notes from that. And do think about, like, maybe things that have happened this year that are topical that could potentially form the first line of the panto, but it truly can be anything and everything. And we love to hear the creativity that comes through.
So it's finish the sentence. Once upon a time.
There you go.
Finish that sentence.
Once upon a time, dot, 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 dot. Over to you now. Go on. You always impress us on this every single year. 087-711-1038 and WhatsApp.
Be a part of history.
Jade is standing by this morning. So what's your idea? Finish the old sentence for us. Once upon a time, dot, dot, dot.
In the land of Nips, which is spin spelled backwards, there was a girl who dreamed of being a radio presenter.
Oh, very cute.
That's cute.
Nips.
So in the land of Nips, which is spin spelled backwards.
There's a girl who dreamed of being a radio presenter.
Beautiful, I love it.
I kind of really like it. It's very cute.
I want to see what
you guys definitely relate to it, so.
Yeah, yes. Totally. Yeah, we do have nips. thank you, Jade.
Thanks.
See you, Jade.
Bye.
Good luck.
087-711-1038 for your suggestions. This person was in touch too.
There was a lonely Christmas tree all alone on a roof.
Oh, a lonely Christmas tree all alone on a roof.
On a roof.
On a roof.
Why was it on a roof?
Oh, that's the question. There's loads to work with there, isn't there?
Yeah.
Darren was in touch as well.
Once upon a time, for one time only, Ashlyn, Dave and Emma become Christmas, past, present and future.
Oh.
Oh, damn.
Are we getting a rebrand to Ashlyn, Dave and Emma?
Yeah, love that. No, that's kind of deep.
Yeah, I really like that.
A Christmas carol there,
I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, really good.
Rory is standing by as well. What's your idea for this, Rory?
There was a frog called Dave.
A frog called Dave.
Ribbit, ribbit, ribbit.
Ribbit, ribbit.
I mean,
you're perfect for him.
It's quirky, it's different, it's weird, and I do like it.
Yeah,
I do enjoy it.
And it could truly go anywhere.
I can just see you on the stage, Dave.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll paint him green.
Absolutely riveting suggestion. Thank you very much.
See, you're already.
I'm already brilliant. I'm in character.
Great, yeah. Thanks, Rory.
Good luck, Rory.
Okay, thanks, William. Bye.
Talk to you later. Bye bye bye. Also standing by, our Kira sent us in a voice note as well. Once upon a time, what?
Once upon a time, there was Trump, the monk, and the hunk.
Trump, the monk, and the hunk.
Wow. Oh my God, I know I'm playing.
Who's that then?
Any of them, honestly.
They actually sound great.
I'd actually fight for any role in that show. That is so good. That might be my favourite so far. But we're absolutely open to more. Be as creative as you like. Be as crazy as you like. We're going to write this ourselves. So put us to the test. Mm. Give us a real challenge.
It's wonderful. I said it was wonderful. It was always going to be wonderful.
He's got the pot. 087-711-1038. We need your voice notes of you completing the sentence once upon a time dot dot dot.
This is very exciting. It always is. What do you think, Shauna?
Once upon a time, Mr. Plops went on a Christmas adventure to try and find Santa.
Oh, Shauna. Oh my God.
Shauna, that's excellent.
We're off to a fantastic start.
That is so good. I want to get into the mind of Plops.
Yeah, Mr. Plops, if you don't know, being the stray cat that frequents my gaff, that is a very big character on the show.
Very big.
That's brilliant. That is brilliant.
It's fantastic,
Shauna. I think Mr. Plops is owed a place in the panto for sure.
Maybe so, maybe so.
I like it. Unless something better comes in, Shauna, that is absolutely
that
spot
is true.
On.
Thanks, Shauna.
Yeah, no, thank you so much.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye. You too, bye.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye. 087-711-103 for suggestions. Hazel is in as well.
Once upon a time, there was a slice of corned beef with one arm, seven eyes, and 14 legs.
What?
I hate it.
Slow down. Say that again.
What's
there now, Hazel?
Once upon a time, there was a slice of corned beef with one arm, seven eyes, and 14 legs.
Now, we did say we wanted weird.
What's corned beef?
She delivered. Hazel delivered. I think corned beef is like some sort of meat.
It is meat,
yeah. It's American, isn't it?
Yeah, a lot of people, like I used to work in a deli when I was younger, and people come in and look for slices of corned beef.
Oh,
like,
do you?
Slice up, like you slice up good ham.
Oh, well, in that case, I'm in.
I've never seen ones with eyes or arms or anything, but there
Thank
you go.
God.
Listen, we will make a decision on this in the next 3 minutes and reveal the opening line of the One Take Panto then. We've heard loads of suggestions, but just in the nick of time, we got a brilliant one in from Jay.
Right, sounds like this.
Once upon a time, Emma's grandmother turned out to be not exactly who she thought she was.
Oh, wow, that delivery, Jay, goes very good as well.
Yeah.
Sound like you're a performing arts kind of guy yourself.
We have decided that Jago is going to be the opening line of this year's One Take Panto.
Unbelievable. Jay, congratulations. He's just won himself tickets to go away to see Stuffy and the Chocolate Factory. This year's Red Cow Panto. It's running between the 18th and the 30th of December.
That's fun. Okay, so my granny isn't who she thought she... Who she was.
She said she was,
only,
yeah.
The only thing that I'm like interested about how you're going to write this is... We've kind of spoiled it in the first line. She's not who she says she was. There's something going on about her.
Well, it starts with a
mystery.
Bit of intrigue.
Mystery.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I think it's an incentive to listen and find out actually is she then.
We've had Christmas rom-coms and stuff like that, like on the tellies or over the years. I've never heard of like a Christmas mystery.
Mystery. Yes. I can't wait to find out who she is.
A mystical granny.
Mm.
I love it.
And to be fair, Emma's granny is the only granny out of us three that would actually come on the show.
Yeah. She may have a line or two.
A lot of persuasion. Okay, exciting stuff. As we say, the One Take Panto happening on the show on the 13th of December. That's Friday week. And I'm sure we're going to need more help from you between now and then.
Big
well.
Time.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley. I think it's great. Spins Fully Charged is on.
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
I still can't put my head around the fact it's the 2nd of December. It's like, wow.
It's crazy.
How is it not still October, though?
How's
that till March?
Yeah, I know.
Very strange. At the very beginning of the year, Dave's dad's company sent us in some calendars.
Oh, yeah.
The
ones that you pull off a new
Give him a plug.
Sheet every day. Go
Give
on.
Him a plug.
Callan Computers.
Well done, Ash.
Callan Computers. A lovely, lovely calendar, it must be said. And it was so thick and juicy at the start. It's like down to, like, it looks a bit miserable now.
Yeah, it does.
Mine's still thick and juicy because it's still on March 23rd.
Ashling, you're
it's
not
a
very
tear
good.
Away a day calendar, isn't it?
Yeah,
so every day you get a new quote and you get a new little fact.
Just a sad moment. Sometimes sad moments happen in life, and it's all about how you deal with them. I guess I'm learning, but I'm still thinking about it. Saturday night in Dingle at Other Voices, the four of us absolutely ravenous hungry at this stage, and we queue for the local Chinese. The woman in there, by the way, what a trailblazer. She must have the most incredible photographic memory. The queues were unbelievable. And as soon as you even step foot back into space to check out they're getting on, she was like, chicken fried rice, it's on the way. I was like, whoa.
Wow.
Wow.
You remember that? That's incredible. But anyway, we stood outside in the street because it was just really, really busy eating our Chinese. And I had a couple of scoops and I was like, oh, I'll just hang on a sec as well. I was trying to get a Coke Zero into me. And obviously it's all kind of in your hands as you're standing. You can see where this is going.
I actually have no idea where this is going.
I'm holding it in relation to the calendar. I'm like, did you pull out the calendar?
Oh, no, totally separate thing.
All right.
The chicken fried rice just turned and spilled.
And fell.
All over the road.
Lovely.
Gone. Aww. Every last bit of it. All. Whenever I was trying to put the lid on, it kind of slipped and the whole thing went all
At
over
least
the
it
road.
Was yours, not someone else's.
True. There was an audible gasp and...
Oh, from everybody.
Back the queue. Yeah, I was so sad. I'm still thinking about it, just sitting there.
And no compensation.
No, it was completely my own fault.
No, that's when my dad came out and gave her a calendar. New one for 2025.
Yeah.
Very good. Very. That's the full circle moment.
Good morning. This is one of those stories where I feel like the only reason I'm telling you it is because whenever someone in my life does something embarrassing, I bring it to this show.
Mm.
It's not fair if I do stuff that's embarrassing and not bring it to the show.
Fair is fair.
So fair is fair. I've decided I would bring you a story from my Saturday night, which turned out to be a lot more fun than I was expecting it to be. This weekend was supposed to be a quiet one, but I found a couple of mates and I said...
I found a couple of mates
who weren't like out this week or weren't gone this weekend, and I was like, will we go out? And so we did. And we went out on Saturday. And we were having a great time. We watched the rugby. We kind of out a little bit late. We were out for a little bit long, because we were out for like 3 o'clock for the match.
Right.
And so we were going for a while. And we ended up going to a bar. And I know this bar well, I'm not going to name it, but I'm sitting there and we're having a great time, there's all of us hanging out. And I see inside the bar that there's a guy I know. Now this guy I know, he doesn't know me that well, I just think he's really cool and we've talked before.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? I think he's a cool guy. When I'm on my way out, I'll go and I'll say hello to him and maybe he'll... know who I am. Maybe
would you say you're a follower of this man?
I am, yeah, but he also follows me.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? So like we're not friends or anything, but I think he's cool.
Yeah.
And he sometimes likes my stories. So I'm like, oh yeah, cool.
We're safe,
so anyway, we go to leave. It's quite late into the night at this point. We've been on it for a while. And so we're leaving out the door and I go, I'm just going to say hello to this guy. Say what's the crack or what's the story. And so I go over and I go, oh, what's the crack? And we chat away. All is good.
Yeah.
And then I go, anyway, listen, enjoy your night. He said, good to see you. And I turn around and there is a guy standing there, very angry, looking at me and kind of shoves me a little bit. And I'm going, oh, what's the crack? I realise that I have spilt his entire drink all over him.
Oh!
The other guy.
Oh, no! Oh, no, that's not good.
Yeah. Now, I then realised that it's also all over me.
Oh, sugar. Oh.
And I'm really, really embarrassed. And I'm freaking out.
At this point, you're annoyed.
Yeah. And so I say to him, I was like, I'm so sorry. What are you drinking? What can I get you? And he was like, no, it's fine. And I was like, no, please. And then he starts going, get tissue or whatever. And so I said to the people he's with, I'm like, please tell me, what is he drinking? I can't not get this man a drink. I've just spilled it all over.
And it's in front of the person you thought he was really cool as well.
So then I walk away and I see the guy who I was just like, oh yeah, he's sent, just kind of like looking at, and I was like, oh, this is so embarrassing. This is the worst thing ever. So I go up and I get the drink for him and I bounce. Like, I am out of there as quick as possible.
Yeah.
So much so that my mates are behind me and they're just laughing and they're like, what in God's name happened there? I was like, I spilled a drink. Had to get him a new drink. I don't want to talk about it. Bye. Good night. And so I went home and I was incredibly embarrassed. So what I did was I wanted to feel better. So you know the way ChatGPT has a talk feature?
Yeah.
So I pulled up ChatGPT and I used it as a friend. And I said to ChatGPT, I was in a bar and I saw someone that I know, so I went over and said hello. And while I was going over to say hello, I knocked someone's drink all over them. The person ended up being a friend of the guy I knew, and now I'm really embarrassed and I really want to feel better about it. I bought the guy a drink and I said, sorry, there's a new drink, but I spilled it all over their area, so please make me feel better.
Stop.
And so ChatGPT got on to me and they said, don't worry about it.
That's such a human moment, and I totally get why it's stuck in your head. But let's put this into perspective. You handled it like a class act.
Yes.
You didn't run away or try to laugh it off awkwardly. That's more than most people would do, and it shows your character.
Oh, that's nice.
Thank you. Now, fortunately for me, I was feeling all right, a little bit better at that point, but then ChatGPT kept going.
To them, it was probably just a moment of, oh, no worries, accidents happen, and it's already forgotten. But for you, you're reliving it on a loop because you care about how you come across.
Yep.
That says a lot about how thoughtful and self-aware you are.
Wow, she's so nice.
She's so nice.
She doesn't know you at all.
Unfortunately, then, she kept going.
Also, let's flip this. You showed a ton of courage just walking over to someone you admire to say hello. That's bold, and not everyone has the guts to do it. If anything, it probably left an impression of someone who's genuine and considerate. So take a deep breath, let it go, and know this. You turned a tiny stumble into a moment of grace. That is cool.
Wow.
She's flirting with you.
I wanted to die.
This is the opener of an episode of Black Mirror that doesn't end well. Be careful.
Do you fancy her?
I don't fancy her, no. No.
She's very kind to you though, isn't she?
She was very nice to me. Yeah. She made me feel a little bit better.
Make you feel better?
Maybe a little bit better.
You're like, if the basic internet thinks that I handled this well, then that's good.
Yeah.
Just an impartial form.
So then I just wanted to distract myself, so I watched 1917, the war movie. And then I went to sleep.
Wow. Tell us who the person was. Tell them who the person was.
No. Never. And even when the mics go down, I'm not going to tell.
Whoa, he's really embarrassed.
News over the weekend. Barry Keoghan is tipped for another massive role. This time, it's looking like he's going to play Ringo Starr on screen. This according to Ringo Starr himself, which is pretty damn cool.
Yeah.
He confirmed that Barry Keoghan will be playing him in this guy, Sam Mendes. It's kind of ambitious. It's a new set of films about the Beatles. The idea is that there'll be four films, each from each individual perspective.
Beatle, exactly,
from all their different perspectives or whatever. And Ringo Starr even said himself on Entertainment Tonight that he hears Barry Keoghan's taking drumming lessons and everything in preparation for this already.
That's cool.
His calendar must be quite chock-a-block, like with the Peaky Blinders stuff going on at the moment as well, and press tours for all sorts of everything. But this is huge, and I personally, and I think all of us too, it's not like a unique thing at all, but like I love these music biopics lately. Obviously, we've had Elvis over the last few years.
Yeah.
We've had Elton John's biopic.
Rocket Man.
Yeah.
Amy Winehouse's.
Yeah. Freddie Mercury. Yeah. Queen. Pharrell.
I thought you were gone. Freddie Mercury. Queen.
Yeah. Absolute Queen.
Absolute Queen.
Pharrell had one. Is that the Lego one?
Yeah.
That's not Elliot though, I don't think.
No, and weirdly enough as well, Robbie Williams, we were talking about recently, he's played by a monkey. Really strange. But I think if we're on this trail, there's others I think that we should really be focusing on. And a band who I'm fascinated by are the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh yeah.
I would absolutely love
the RHCPs.
I just think in general there's so much messiness there. They're also still so bloody good, and they've been around for so long. I think it's high time that someone took a look at them to do something.
Would
like
you be interested?
Their backstory.
Though.
I probably would be. I read your man's book. Is now off. I can't remember his name now.
Yeah, I was trying to think what his name is.
Yeah, it won't come to me.
Don't ask me.
I know him anyway. As in, I read his book on holidays a few years ago, and it was quite interesting. Westlife. Come on.
Westlife,
I want to look at their heyday. I want to look at their rise to fame. I want to look at the utter devastation when Brian McFadden left the band. I want to get a real deep dive about what went on behind the scenes.
I would like to see some footage of the Brian McFadden thing, because there was funny videos of girls crying.
Ball in their eyes.
Oh, right, yeah. There was. They were an interesting like news bulletin, wasn't it, when they went out to the school and they were like, oh, we're heartbroken.
Devastated, yeah.
Another band who had like a huge amount of time in the sun were the Black Eyed Peas. And I'd love to see something more deep divey on that. Fergie breaking away, the demise, the lads trying to carry on their own in their heyday, Where Is the Love, that wasn't such a huge success
even one
story
on
for them.
Will I Am would be interesting, because I think he's had quite an interesting life.
He's a quirky guy. I am a biopic hater.
I have to say I'm a bit of a hater. Pop off, Queen.
No, I just actually think they're all sort of similar. Like, it's just, it's lazy filmmaking,
It's just people's stories.
Yeah, but it's just an instant hit, and it's like there's nothing original about it. They're usually like sort of a letdown. I don't know. I just really liked them.
I really liked Rocket Man, and that was it.
I didn't buy the Rocket Man one. At the end of it,
physically buy it?
No.
I didn't get the DVD.
Like, I went to it and the whole thing is about him in recovery and all. And then at the end, it's like produced by Elton John. I'm like, it's just a big pat on the back for himself.
I kind of get what you mean, but I love the music in it.
The music is fun.
I loved how much Taron Egerton looked like Elton John.
I thought it was interesting as well. It's those people like Elton John, who's been around forever, who I suppose the early part of his career is kind of lost on me because of my age. So it kind of teaches you a little thing or two about things. With that in mind, down the line, Little Mix. Fascinating. A fallout with Jesse.
Yeah, that'd be a good TV series, actually.
And
fine. If you're not going to watch a movie, you're not going to watch a TV series.
But like a drama.
On the girl band breaking up.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
I didn't realise this was going to be contentious.
Yeah,
and finally,
controversial.
I think RTE need to have a deep dive look at Jedward.
Yeah.
I just want a behind the curtain on Jedward.
Played by Dylan and Cole Sprouse.
Yeah. It's the girly quiz. Woo!
where's the rest of it?
I know.
I'm joking.
We told you for the last few weeks that our big news is we're bringing out a girly quiz board game just in time for Christmas. And over the next couple of weeks, we'll tell you well in advance, don't you worry. We're going to be doing the show live from different parts of Dublin to make sure as many people as possible can come and get their hands on a board game.
Now, if you're not aware, the girly quiz is a game we play every single Thursday where Emma and Ashton completely bully me and ask me girly things that why would I know about them? Because I'm not a girl. But it has made me realise, my God, there's a lot of things that go on in girl world that we have no idea.
It is true. And we've told you we're going to give away girly quiz board games all this week. We're going to fire out 3 quick fire, simple girly quiz questions. If you get them all right, you win.
Easy as that. Kira, how are you? Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Would you like to get your hands on a girly quiz board game?
I absolutely would.
Yay.
All right, well, this is your chance.
Right, we've got 3 questions for you. You do only have 30 seconds. And we need all 3 to the board game, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kira, who are you going to play this board game with if you win it?
My husband, definitely.
Okay. I like it. Yeah, put him to the test.
Good stuff. All right, let's get cracking. Question number 1. What type of products would the brand GHD produce?
Oh, straighteners.
There you go. If you were to buy something in 50 denier, what would you be buying? 50 denier or dernier? Or dernier?
Turkish money?
No.
I don't know. Oh, no.
It's the opaqueness of...
Something on your legs.
Oh, tights.
There you go, thank God.
And Brie and Lynette were the lead characters of what TV show?
Brie and Lynette.
And Gabrielle.
Sex and City?
No.
Oh, Desperate Housewives.
Oh, yes. By the skinnier teeth. Yeah. Come on, we got to give that to her.
You know what?
That was like the worst girly quiz 30 seconds ever.
It was a lot.
Kira, we had an argument right before we came on to air in the studio because the question that Callum had written down was this. What is it, Lorelai?
Lorelai and Rory.
And Rory were the lead characters of what TV show? Would you know the answer to that?
Lorelai and Rory. Is that? No.
Go on.
No. Is that the one? You know where they're over the bridge? No. No, definitely not.
Gilmore Girls is the answer.
Yeah.
And no, of us knew
that's
that
not
either.
What I was thinking of.
I hadn't a clue. No. Listen, you got there just about and you have won yourself a girly quiz board game.
Yay! Woo! Nice one.
Just about, Kira.
Just about, Kira. You need to be more girly.
I love it.
See, I don't Turkish wear tights. Money. That's what it is. Fake tan. I don't wear tights.
Turkish money.
Big fan. Of that, Kira. Congratulations. You've got yourself.
Turkish money. That's me.
Early quiz board game. Have a fantastic day.
Bye, hon.
You too, guys. Thank you. Bye.
If you would like to win a girly quiz board game, we're not trying to be like cocky or anything, but they are going to fly.
Yeah, they will.
They're going to fly.
They'll be like gold dust.
Great stocking filler, guys.
If you want to guarantee a board game just in time for Christmas, we'll play similar to that. 3 little girly quiz questions tomorrow's show, but we'll do that before 7:30, okay?
Oh.
Fair is fair.
Will you be around? Alarms. 7:30?
Seven. No, yeah, I'll be here. You'll be here.
I would say 30 seconds ago, I went over to her Instagram and I'm obsessed. She's so cool. I've just followed her. Rose is her name on the team up there with Bruno Mars on APT on Spin. I love that.
It's so, so good.
And I think that Bruno Mars fella's going to do well.
Do you think?
I think he will. I think
he's got a catchy name, all right.
He'll take off now, I'd say.
As the person on the show, Dave, who is kind of, I suppose, yourself diagnosed as critically online. Is that big on TikTok?
The song?
Yeah.
Not on my side of TikTok.
Really? Yeah. Oh, not but in my neck of the woods.
Yeah, but I'm on very, very weird side
I
want of TikTok.
You know, it's based off like a Korean game.
Yeah.
I really want to play it.
It's like a nighttime game though,
yes.
Right? Like maybe when you play, maybe
before
when you
night out.
Play in the pub,
yeah.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Never Have I Ever or Kings or something like that.
Yeah.
Right now though, on Spin, Jax Jones, Emily K, Dave Sneason.
This is
Where Did You Go on Spin. Bless you.
Who wants to know what soup I'm going to make today?
Oh, for God's sake.
Is it leek and potato?
No. I already did that 2 weeks ago. Dave, how do you not remember what I did?
I do, but you just loved it so much you went on about it for days.
You were like, I'm so sad my leaky potato soup's gone.
But you love leaky potato soup.
What is it? Quick, before we're running out of time.
Oh, guys, wait till you hear. Butternut squash and coconut spice soup.
I'm so glad.
Oh, yum.
Michaela on the way?
She is indeed, and we'll catch you back here first thing in the morning. Bye.
Good luck.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.